first things to say, we can only act on, I guess, three items for the journey. But you got it going?
Yes. Do you know who's going?
No.
And if we bleed over 7 and they start that meeting, that door's unlocked, the lights are on, we can go out to the fire station right there.
Yeah, you might take your life in your hand going to this meeting.
It might be.
It's going to be a lot.
What? Fine. No, they were. That's okay.
Matt's right here.
Concerns were raised, but.
Oh, you should. You need one.
No, I don't.
Yeah,
I don't.
Actually, I've got one that sparked up. I
have not reviewed this one, so
I got the email and I just found it.
So, Debbie, have you got yours going?
Well, I just have to pay for it, so.
Mine's going.
We got it here.
We want to see if we can get hers going. So,
are we
going
to get a credit card that's not hers? That's what you need, right?
We can reimburse her, but that's one of the things we need to.
I'm not sure we want to do any of that after going to that canal company meeting.
Okay.
As long as we're all on the same page.
Okay. One thing that, as I went through the minutes, I noticed we need to be very careful in how we talk. And only one at a time, because some of the things that those minutes reported, can't tell what in the world's going on at all.
So, Malcolm has a urine. We need one.
It's him.
But, okay. So one at a time. Ooh. It's January 15th, 6:04. And we're here for the Brooklyn Special Service District meeting. And I'm Brent White. I'm here more or less. Cody Hansen's here. Scott Hansen's here. Coy Barton is here. Debbie Barney's here. Matt Dyring's here. Ralph Brown's here. And Malcolm Nash. And Tyler Monroe. And I didn't even have to say anything about Parker.
Parker is not here.
Parker's not here. And that's one of the things y'all look at, is how they spell his name on there, on the minutes. Okay. So, do you want me to just, I did review these minutes, and if Debbie needs to use my copy, she can. But starting with the general discussion, there's a correction there. It has a BRE right in front of Brooklyn Special Service District, and I think I just stuttered and picked it up. The attendees down there, there's a Parker V. Berker Smacker.
Don't tell me what
that says. It says Elmore Town Hall.
Yeah. Yeah, Elmore Town Hall. So we need all these.
You know the recording's going to pick up that burst of accent, right? Just say Parker's name needs to be fixed.
It'll be worse next time.
Yes.
Parker's worse.
Okay, and Coy Barton, his spelled K. Are all the Hansons EN instead of ON?
Yeah.
Okay, so we need to get those all fixed. Okay. So does it keep a trend forward so that next time it will do them with an EN instead of an ON, or is it?
I don't think so. That's where someone will have to review it, make sure the spelling is correct. Yeah.
A question on that is, how important is that?
It's not material. You know, it wouldn't change anything because it's just be interpreted as a typo.
As long as we we understand what it means, and we can, and we could be transparent about what it means, I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, I mean, minutes can sometimes, you make them as detailed as you want. They need to be enough so that a person who was not here could understand what was going on. So a name spelling isn't that big of a deal. Where it becomes important is when you're discussing policy or making a motion and approving a motion. That's what becomes, you know, substantive issues. And so it's good to be accurate, correct. I mean, we need to be, do well, take some pride in our work, so to speak. But it's...
I'll bet it has that feature to it, that if it would go in and correct it.
Yeah, it might. I can play around with some things to do it that way. Or Debbie just goes in and fixes them. Like that way.
So, well, yeah, I think let's play with it, because I'll bet it does. So, next thing on there was the approval of the minutes. Said that Debbie was going to bring the ones from December 16th. Did you bring those?
No.
Okay.
And that's on me. That should be on me.
So we'll move those to the next meeting. So, Debbie, you want to write down all these things that are going to be moved to the next meeting?
December 16th meeting, minutes.
Minutes for that meeting? As well as...
I don't think so.
Okay.
Okay. Then I went over to construction project. On the next page there, I don't know... You know, we, looking back at it from only a week ago?
Mm-hmm. Week ago.
We can remember what these things are saying, but in a year, it's going to screw us all up, and we won't know what's going on unless they're somewhat active. So like they're down third sentences, they will go all the way down and put a hydrant. That's on 1400 West, and it says Russell. So one place it says all the way down and put a hydrant, the other place, the next line says it'll go to the canal crossing.
All the way down means 6 feet deep.
Yeah. So we need some clarification on that. It does go clear to Russell's place.
Yes.
But not with 8 inch. Is that right?
8 inch all the way to the corner past Russell's place.
Okay.
You'd have to put a hydrant on it.
Well, what we could do is send these minutes to you, maybe Brent, and then have you fill in some of the, provide more context, put in some additional words, rather than doing it here. That way it's we're look
for time.
For time, say. Yeah.
Is that hydrant on 1400 South that's going to stay there, the one that's just west of my old place? Or are you putting a new one in?
All of the existing ones, they're old. They're not even sized appropriately, so they'll just be removed, and new ones will be spaced at the 500 feet. Okay. They'll all be brand new. Also, on 1400 South.
Okay, so... with that in mind, what do you want to do with the minutes tonight? Because there's no way.
Yeah, it sounds like
we can approve them. That it gets worse as it goes.
Okay, let's do this. Let's.
Can we approve them with corrections?
Take no action.
Yeah, I would recommend.
I would say let's
wait
and get them typed up and then.
Yeah, you don't have to approve minutes from the previous meeting. You can wait until they're
okay,
ready to go. The only legal requirement is that within a certain amount of time, draft minutes have to be posted. Okay. And I'll make sure...
Because they're public.
Because they're public, right. Within 3 days, the recording is supposed to be posted. And then with a certain period of time, draft minutes are supposed to be recorded or posted. But then after that, whatever time it takes to get them into a final draft is really up to the board. And so what we need to figure out is You know, I can send you, or Debbie can send you, a Word document and that you can pull up in a word processing program, and then just to your heart's content, edit and modify and revise and things like that.
The only other option is we take hand notes and then
someone's transcribing them.
Right.
Not me.
Yeah, so
and that's probably not preferable.
Yeah,
this does capture.
It captures everything.
The idea. I mean, the ideas are there.
Yeah.
I think you could go through and edit it in 10 minutes.
It took me an hour, 2 hours to read through.
Well, don't bill us.
Figure out.
Yeah.
After you read through it, you could edit the errors in 10 minutes.
The
read
part. Tried to figure out what it was talking about. Well, okay, so the only item of business is review and approval of options to spend funds remaining after completion of A and B. So you have something for us there?
Yeah, I've got some updates for you on that. Shouldn't take too long. So the good news, we talked to Tyler Timmons, talked to the CIB, candidate at the CIB, to propose these options that we had. We kind of told them the four things we talked about last week: the well, the connecting to Austin, the metalwork loop, and then the maintenance shop building. And he took those, discussed the situation, you know, bids coming in low, having some extra money, painting it as a great thing that we can take this grant money and make it go further and do more good for the district. Anyways, he talked to Candace, and her word was, yes, it's definitely possible that we could, you know, make this money go further. The option that would be the most well-received due to it being grant funding would likely be the well, so, which is good. That kind of sounded like that was the group's
priority.
So they liked that option because it, you know, obviously gave the district a source, and it was still on the water system. They were kind of hesitant towards the building because it was a drastic change of scope. Still could happen and still could be a possibility, but they liked keeping it on the water system where it was a water.
Let me ask this. You got a well that you need to own a piece of property to drill a well on. They could
put the building.
I mean, you'd probably want the same piece of property for the well and the building, and then you can take your building and just make it back to the pump house.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a possibility that the building would go through because you could take the building and make it the back of the pump house, and the pump house, and it all just one piece of property instead of two.
Yeah, exactly.
And something exciting about the well is, you know, how we talked that then we could start gathering our own underground water and use it as we need it. Talking with Brent, talking with Donna and Maxville, she has 6 well permits with 2 acre feet each. And so that's 12 acre feet of water, and she's willing to will and deal. And so that might be something. Now, she owns that big field right east of the Elsinore addition.
Yep.
And she's already got it subdivided into 6 lots with a well permit with 2 acre feet of water in each well permit. And she was thinking that maybe we could work something out where we hook her up to the system. You know, her well permits are worth a lot of money, probably worth more than the meters would be, but you see where it's going, that we might be able to drill some water into a well right off the bat.
And turn that thing off.
You turn it off for a minute?
Well, you
after.
Yeah, just wait till after.
All right.
That's a good thought.
So, yes, we've been.
I have a question around
that. We're talking about a well.
What is our legal requirements?
Good question.
That's the thing that makes me concerned. If we just go to one person and be like, "Hey, we want to buy your," are we legally bound to offer that up to other people? Because
that's what I keep saying is we've got to get in place our use agreement, what our plan is for our future, what size of lots,
what type of requirements we are going to have as far as water. We've got to draft that. And that's something that we need to do. And do it fast, because we have not only Donna, we have others.
I got a call today about someone that has a well permit that wants to trade it to get on the system.
So I don't think there's anything legally binding you to stop you from purchasing water or making a trade. I don't think you're...
I agree.
Yeah, I think you're fine.
So we could start to at least look into doing that.
The thing that is, and it's going to be with all of them, is they're going to want the most bang for the buck for those wells. And as little property as they can give up. And so that we need to decide what is it we are going to require as far as property and as far as water. And then we can adjust and negotiate whatever. But we need to know what we want and what we're going to require.
I agree. I didn't really know. I says I will bring that up tonight at our board meeting, but we do not have the process developed by which someone gets onto the system.
And that's what we told them.
Maybe I brought it up in bad timing, but what we're talking about, the possible well, I thought, oh,
no, I think it's very pertinent.
Let me just say it.
well, in here, last time we talked about, you can drill a well, you just can't pump any water until you have water rights. So
that's true.
Go ahead, Coy.
Yeah, no, so, yeah, there's definitely possibilities of looking into that. And kind of first step would be, with the board's approval, we can schedule something with the hydrogeologic engineer, figure out how big and where, you know, where would be the prime spots, and then we can take that info and use those in discussions. So it sounds like we've got a whole bunch of possibilities. We can figure out which one best suits the district.
And that was going to be my question, is where we're scattered out like we are, and you have to have a certain amount of acreage that your protection is on.
About 2 acres should be. Okay. We can get 2 acres, that should be sufficient to.
I wouldn't want to do 2 acres next to Hills Sand and Gravel, because they're 100 feet down into the ground.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll bring that data back to the district of what their recommendations are from the hydrogeologist group. Other good news was Candace said that it may be a possibility that the district doesn't need to even go in front of the board to get that scope changed. That could change. You know, they said staff has approval or has
some authority to do that.
Can approve
some latitude or something.
So, next steps would be with board's, you know, the group here's approval, us, Parker and I, and working with you guys to get Candace a description of the new project, probable costs, and then they want to see all of our financials to date. They want to see the big tabs and, you know, just paint the picture of how come we have the overage of funds. And a big part of it is because on phase one, we made the EPA money go way further. We were able to put a big chunk of the B line phase into the A line contract. So that's what kind of opened up a chunk of money.
Bids came in way low.
Yeah.
People are hungry.
So we'll paint that picture, combine all those, and then get probable costs to show. One thing they wanted to be sure was that they, with the remaining money, that we can do the full, we can get the full well drilled, and that we won't be back asking for
more money.
That makes sense.
I think you can tell them right now, bids are coming in low, people are wanting work. Now's a good time to utilize
money. Yeah.
Instead of 5 years from now, stuff's...
Yeah. And Ralph can second this maybe, but it sounds like we've got a great case to get this.
I don't think there'll be an ounce of trouble
with
that meeting.
So yeah, we're...
So when will that meeting be? With March?
I didn't get dates. When's the... We don't need to go before the board.
Well, again, what I heard you say, you may not even have to go before the board.
Yeah.
It could just be a back and forth paperwork.
A document, a proposal. Okay. They review it and sign off on it.
Could be so with that be what you do, or do we do
yeah,
that?
Yeah, no, Parker and I are happy to compile all those documents, have you guys review them as needed, and get those sent off to kind of what we were thinking. So, another item, we need to make sure we get on the project portal. So, last year, all of the district's projects were put on the county's improvement list. Every year, the R6, they compile a list of each entity's upcoming improvements. And CIB, in order to get CIB and other funding, you've got to have your project on that list. So they recommended that we get the well, also these other four projects, or other three projects we talked about, onto that list.
But that would be for new money, wouldn't it?
Potentially.
Yeah, they just like to see it as it's, you know, it's on your next 5 to 10 year plan.
So if it's on the list and we say, hey, we can use this money for it, then that looks good.
It's just another good box to check of having it on that list of something that the district was already planning and wanting to do.
Okay.
So
you're just so I'm clear, you're suggesting we put the building, the Austin Loop.
Yeah.
The backhoe or whatever, and the well on that list.
Yeah. It's. I think most cities and towns and districts have got, you know, 5 to 8 to 10 items that, you know, in like a few years we want to do this and this, and this is our priority. So
that makes sense.
It just helps make the case for funding applications for CIB and others. So we've been thinking and planning this for many years, and the R6 group. They've got kind of a ranking that prioritizes, you know, what's most important here in Sevier County. Over here, we've got this town that needs this, and this that needs this. They've had those in the works for, you know, 3 to 5 years. Let's don't know. So, anyways, it's just a good list to keep up to date every year going forward.
Read them to us again, and do we rank them?
Yeah, I'm not sure how much the ranking matters, but we've got the well, we've got the maintenance shop, you've got the Austin Loop, and then the Meadowlark
Loop.
Yeah, another loop.
Well, I thought we were going to do the engineering on Meadowlark already.
Yeah.
With that B-line.
Exactly. And,
but it's, do we have to...
I don't think you need
to... We'd even have to bring that one up? We just use
it's
money.
Similar enough in scope to our current two projects that
we're just going out with that.
Make the money go further.
Don't ask questions.
It's the water system.
Yeah.
The other item was the backhoe, track hoe. Those were the four additional projects that you were considering under the 1.5.
That's right. That was the fourth one. It wasn't the metal loop because that was already in on contract. The fourth one was the backhoe.
I think the Austin thing would be the lowest on that list.
Okay. Wouldn't it?
Yeah. We'd prefer the well.
Well be priority one.
Shop and backhoe and
probably the shop. I like the if you could do it more and you'd have your well house here, your shop.
If you're buying all bridge or bus and just make a bigger pump house and put the shop there.
Yeah, that's actually probably
that'd be great to do.
Then you don't have 2 different spots and it's just
Yep, exactly. Okay. I don't know if that's something that Malcolm, is that something that you get those on the portal?
I'll take care of it. Yeah. I know what they're talking about.
Okay. I think you've got to like create a login for the district specifically, or maybe it can be under the counties. I'm not that sure how all that works, but cool.
I think we could put it under the counties where this board is actually under the county.
Yeah. Maybe just wherever Austin keeps theirs, you can keep, you know, have SSD.
I know that was an issue for Vernal and all that stuff that was going on out there. Wasn't prioritized with the county. It had different like that. So,
yeah.
So sounds like, we'll get those items I listed out over to CIB. We'll meet with the hydrogeologist guy and get some locations and sizes and get a better feel and start putting costs to that and get it to the schedule.
Okay. Do we need to have a location or they don't care? we just get to
I think we'll do some groundwork and get a couple proposed locations that I think
it would be the best for a well.
Yeah, if we would maybe submit on it, if we end up finding something better, I think I don't think CIB would have an issue with that.
So change the point again. Conversion. Diversion.
Diversion.
So, do we need a motion for that, or is that just...
It'd be good to have a motion.
Let's have a motion that we go ahead and have you draw that up, and we'll get that submitted and see if we can get that approved with CIB and whoever else needs to.
Second.
Oh. Technically, I don't think I'm supposed to
make a motion.
I make a motion that we
agree on whatever brings
the priority list.
Yeah. I make a motion that we have created a priority list, and that we put that priority list onto the county's portal so that it is recognized as what is needed in that order.
And second,
R6.
So, Matt made the motion. Who made the second?
I
Tyler?
No, I'll reconsider that.
All in favor, say
aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, carry. So, that was fairly easy. Before we adjourn, we've got a few things we need to be looking at for our next meeting, which will be when? Do we want to...
Second Thursday of the month? Or is it the third Thursday?
I don't know. We've had so many lately.
Third Thursday?
Third Thursday.
February is the 19th.
At 6 p.m.
February 19th, 6 p.m.
That in planning and zoning will be here.
I don't think I have a reason to meet between then and now, so... What I'd love to have done for your February meeting is have the asset transfer agreement finished, and I don't know if the rate thing will be.
Well, we're going to make some assignments for all of those things so that they come to our next meeting.
Okay.
So we said 19th.
Yep.
6 p.m. Okay. Scott, you get us
on the calendar.
All right, good.
Again, planning zoning will be here at 7. Not on that same night, but we can, if we...
It will be done.
No big deal.
Okay. So, items that I had listed that we need to follow up on so we're ready for our next meeting were those two things that Malcolm just mentioned. The asset transfer and the water purchase agreement between us and Elsinore on both of those.
Okay.
And we did have a meeting, the town had a meeting the other night, and they talked about it. There wasn't really a lot of questions or anything. I don't know if they'll think of some things. But. So is it on the agenda for next month for them to approve?
I don't know.
I'll find out. Well, you stayed for the whole meeting.
Yeah, I was here for the whole meeting.
Okay.
I don't think anybody had any problem with what Parker proposed. They liked that that table too, where there was the $2,500 base and then the lower price for the per gallon instead of the table 3 where it was zero base and a higher price. But Parker said with the history, it's one way or the other, but it equals the same amount of money. They like that table 2 better. So
this is an assignment. You get to go home and look at that table 2 and calculate what your rates have been and see if going to come up to pretty close to the same thing.
reasonable. I don't even need water, so mine's gonna be the same.
I think we all prefer. Well, I shouldn't speak for everybody. I think I preferred the base rate.
I think
as well.
And then that tiered, the lower gallonage tiered. Based on, now I gotta dig that rate up.
I'm gonna have an acre and a half of grass, so I'm gonna take people brand water.
Good luck.
You put us over that total and you're gonna be in trouble.
We're gonna have a well, we're fine.
Actually, quite frankly, like Parker was saying, that 6.6 million gallons
will be fine.
A month, and that 79 million gallons, and that's double what you're using now. Brooklyn Tap Line is going to be in great shape with what's in that contract, with what's in those paperwork. And I told the town that. I told the town that I don't think it's going to be a long time before they actually hit 79 million gallon in a year. But the town was cool with it. And I didn't like say anything against it for either side. But I know that 6.6 million gallons a month is 79 million. You guys aren't using near 79 million. You're not maybe half that.
That's not quite it, is it, Coy? It's based on
peaks and valleys.
Yeah, you're in the summer.
In the summer you go high and down. But
I wish it was the way that you're talking right now.
I agree.
You're saying that $6.6 million or gallons a month. And yeah, in the summer you use that, but barely that. And in the winter you use next to nothing. But you're not going to go over the total amount.
Yeah, it isn't that much for the year. It isn't 6.6 per month for the year, is it?
I think that's, you can do that. You can use that every month, but you'll never get anywhere near that in the winters.
But I'm just thinking that way.
I don't think you're going to get any higher than that in the summer either.
Are we going to get filled each month?
Yes.
Yes.
So if we're going to get filled each month, that's going to be calculated on a monthly basis. And that calculation is going to be those ebbs and flows. Those ebbs are going to be for the high points are going to be in the summer. We're going to be charged more.
If you hit it.
Well, we can then.
I wish I had brought your last year's figures with me, because I have them all.
Yeah.
And that's what we need to, and that's what this Cody Dieter is doing.
Yes.
Is looking EFG. At to make our rates high enough that we're going to be able to pay Elsinore. We're going to be able to pay for Scott. We're going to be able to pay for Debbie. And so we'll have an update on that by next meeting, I believe.
Let's see how quickly Cody can.
I think we need to keep his feet to the fire because
he said it's going to be very easy. There's no debt.
Yeah.
Simplify things quite a bit.
Yeah, we had a kickoff meeting with him. Was it Monday? Yeah.
Something like that.
But it's January's almost done. March, we're supposed to have a public hearing. So February, we got to set a date for the public hearing in March.
March 31st.
What's the public hearing for?
For all the rates and everything?
The rates. Okay.
We could rates, and then we're going to need to figure out what our
policy
application deal is. That's the one that's barking at us right now.
Yeah. And just keep telling everybody, once we get it figured out, we'll let everybody know.
We're going to get the project finished first.
Well, this particular gentleman was like, hey, you're going to have an exposed pipe? I can just dig in there and get on it. And I'm like, no, you can't.
It's not that easy.
Not legally.
That is.
You can dig in there if you want.
I said it.
Who was?
Let someone do it in Annabelle.
We'll talk. He's great. I'd like to get him on. I think he'd be
the main off.
A perfect one for this.
He had to have shipped the main off.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't have
the sprinklers.
He's not in.
His meter was.
I'm pretty sure I can get that line.
Okay. So March is going to be the public hearing. It needs to be approved in April. May, we need to send out a newsletter to all the users with all the rates. And letting them know that
come July 1st, we will be online with all of them with the SSD. But that's got to go out in May. So, getting back to everybody's assignments, the district clerk is in charge of all financial records and recordings.
Who is the clerk again?
Matt.
Yes.
And Matt and Debbie are going to, we need to have you figure out all this stuff on the minutes so you guys can be doing it, and the record keeping, and so that we can take the load off of Malcolm. We need to be transferring the money, the assets, into the bank account that we have so that we're paying out of it. Guess we'll be doing that before July 1st. We need that computer program for the meters and for the bill.
Polaris or whatever.
So can you find out what we need to do, how much it costs? I guess Troy knows all that, but we need to have a pretty well laid out by next meeting how we're going to get that in place and working. We might need to, we'll probably have to buy a new computer.
Does Annabelle Town use that same one?
Austin.
I'm sorry.
Does Annabelle Town use the same one, do you
think? Probably not. Austin, the Austin district does.
We'll probably need a new printer to generate, to print out everything, because I really don't think the printer that we have now.
Well, I think it's kind of specialized because
I don't know if they might.
It prints out on a little card. It's not an envelope.
Yeah, it's a little green and white card. That's just what? Because of the piece of bricks off the bottom.
Yeah.
Is that what you were planning on using?
I guess that's what we need to find out. Are there options?
And they just want. They printed out just a regular printer in here, but they just put the card in instead of the paper, the stacks of the card. Instead of the paper, and the regular printer prints them, but I don't know the specifics of it.
So can you two work on that and figure all that out?
Have to come in and maybe meet with
bring it to our next meeting so that we can see what we're up against. Okay.
Annabella might use something like Polaris. I think it's a full service accounting program.
There's a whole bunch of entities using Polaris.
I may be wrong on that one. They might use it.
I'll text him.
And then Brad Christensen is a good resource.
He's already contacted Kevin. Okay. We had you, Tyler, didn't we, as kind of the water system guy, work with Scott?
Sure.
Okay, good.
That's better treasurer than I was last meeting. But no, I like that. Maintenance.
Okay. Are you the treasurer?
I think that's what they said. I don't remember for sure.
You
can do both.
My opinion, and we'll even record this for the state, I think their organization stinks. How they wind everything out. It's more confusing than a mat to downtown Salt Lake.
I think for that purpose of that, we put my name down as the treasurer. Yeah.
But, so if water maintenance, let's start getting some groundwork done as far as, okay, what we're going to do as far as lot size, what we're looking at for water, and how somebody's going to get on and get hooked up. And
I'm not that guy. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, question before we go past that. Can we dictate something beyond what the county already has as far as
size?
And that's why I'm like, I don't think we can dictate anything different. And part of that is,
well, the county hasn't dictated a size.
We have.
It has to be able to help.
Yes.
Septic system, and if it's
But it's no longer 5 acres.
Yeah, but
it can be as small as, if you're tying onto a water system, it can be a lot smaller than if you have a well and a septic tank on the same lot. Then it depends on drainage, which the health department will establish that. So there's some variables in there.
Can we not say we want lots this size or bigger? Or, well,
as long as they mesh with the county.
Yeah, so,
some in the addition, one right. size, and out.
I mean, I would definitely like to be able to say it has to be X amount of acreage, but that's why I don't know that we can.
I don't think you can trump the county, can you?
Correct. So the answer is a yes and a no. So the yes is you can, as a district, petition, I guess, or work with the county as the land use authority, say, hey, in this area, we'd like to see this and this and this. And then the county planning commission and the commissioners approve that. But it's an input, it's an advisory, it's a request, because the district does not have land use authority. Cities and towns have land use authority, but this district does not.
So that's your assignment. Find out what the options are and what we can possibly do, and then we'll start.
What we have done is, in the addition portion of the district, we have established that it requires a minimum of two lots. To be able to put a house in. That's a bare minimum there. Now, if you'd like to make the argument, we'd like it three or something like, a minimum of three, you can set a minimum. I don't know if you can set a maximum. I don't know if you'd want to set a maximum lot size. What we need to do is figure out, outside the addition, what would you like to have?
So we could go to them and suggest that. In the addition, we're doing two lot sizes. Outside the addition, we would like to do
X.
And see if they agree. And then
so who would be the person for me to talk to?
Jason McElprain.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah. He's the zoning administrator.
Yeah, and I'm actually going to, in addition to Jason, put you in touch with somebody else who's actually a planner that can help us with the language.
Okay.
Yeah, Jason usually doesn't get involved in language stuff, but he gets involved in everything else.
Oh, I've heard him use language.
Oh, I have too.
I'm just teasing.
Yeah, and maybe you want to have Malcolm.
I'll help you coordinate it.
Yeah, give me a call. I can come down if I'm around and we'll just meet down at the county.
I think that would be good to have that. Like, here's addition, here's outside the addition, and just have two black and white. That's your...
Let me throw out another option. Can we say...
I don't think so.
I mean, I wish we would have never gone away from 5 acres.
Well, what I'm wondering is, can we say that we'll only take applications from individuals as opposed to
developers?
I don't know. That would be an area question.
I don't think you can do that.
But when it comes to developers, if they want 20 connections, and we can't provide 20 connections.
Right.
Yeah, we need to...
Along with that water use, we need to look at, and maybe Coy can help. We need to look at, you know, okay, say we added 5 new connections a year.
Can you hear me?
What's our...
We've got a master plan draft going that we plan to take the numbers that the agreements and new rates come about and then put that in the draft. The end of this project will have a master plan that'll tell you.
So if we, with the excess shares that we have, or the ones that have been used, if we added 5 a year, 5 years would be maxed out.
Couldn't tell you off the top of my head, but
close.
It'd be close.
Because you've got about 10 floating in the addition, and we acquired 10 to the agreement, And then what you have it.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, we wanted to buy a few more. I mean, that was our discussion.
Well, that'd be, and that'd be about 30. If we had 30, they'd take 6 years.
Yeah. I don't think we have 30.
I don't either. But if we 25 to 30.
You start buying well rights, you'll have some more.
If we get a well, that's a whole different ball of wax.
Right.
But do we, where are you going to put 30 half?
Well, that's all going to depend on how we work with the county on those lot sizes.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we need to find the lot size first.
But you know what that's going to do to the Elsinore addition? That's going to be a godsend on reconfiguring and conforming that. Mm-hmm. The standard of living there is going to triple.
It's going to take a minute, but it's going to start trending in the direction it needs to.
We've cleaned off about 10, 12 lots.
It won't be an overnight thing, but I think it's going to put it in
the... Changes the drip.
So the other question that I feel like we need to figure out is, what are we going to require water-wise?
We had something in the bylaws.
We've already discussed
that. Yeah, so I was looking at that here.
It's not very clear.
It was like 1.2 CFS for typical loss, and then 0.5 for the addition. Mm-hmm. Anything a half acre
or less, I think. It's on the last page.
You let the water run a little bit, it gets clear.
God, it's got too many things here. Anyway.
Yeah, it's 4.5 for indoors, 0.75 outdoors.
And the 1.2 number is the state's values, the 0.5 for smaller.
It's this one.
On an assumed irrigation field. So we could grow that, shrink that, depending on what we feel like people are going to do in the addition, acreage yards, whatever that is.
And see, that's kind of, we're looking at that kind of as the addition doesn't address the rest of the county. And that's, I think that's where we're getting in trouble with these guys that are looking to be developers, is they're thinking this size is for everything under the SSD.
So you can talk about 1.2 acre feet per standard residential connection.
Yeah, I think it breaks
4
it down.
4 or 5 for indoor, 0.75 for
this outdoor. Might be an older version of this. Is this, when did you print that one off?
Well, that's one thing too. Maybe if you could get us a new one of these printed. We've got so many of them floating around. I'm not sure we're all using the same one.
Better have a hot dog roast with all of one of these nights.
Yeah, extra cops floating around is a dangerous
thing. That's my issue here, as you can see.
Well, at least you get them all. That's better than most people.
Well, yeah, but if you can't find it, it doesn't do you much.
And it taught 8.1 talks about the water
system. I think it's in there, Brent, and we can get you two and everybody
a new one.
Layman's terms of like what all those numbers mean, how they came from, where they came from.
Is that supposed to be page numbers?
No, at least highlighted.
Yeah. No, those are page numbers. They should be.
They don't
work.
They're off of page or two or three. All right. Some
there
of them.
We go. There it is.
So I
just give me that copy
better.
And I'll take care of it for you.
I thought it'd be better maybe without the page numbers. If they're gonna be off a little bit. Right.
Coy, if someone has a well permit that's, and generally speaking, they're 0.015 CFS, that's like a common well permit around here. What does that equal to acre feet? I mean, just a ballpark.
You said, the common ones are 1.2.
The common ones are, so 0.015 CFS. Yeah, cubic feet per second.
Your microphone?
What does that equate to in acre feet? Because what we're saying here is they need essentially almost 2 acre feet per year.
Talk again, Deb. Oh, well, I've got her on that.
I know it's not.
Talk again, Deb. Let's see if we can
get 11.7 acre feet is your total year's worth.
For the whole system. No.
We just need to define that because, like, this individual asked me about getting on. I think his well permit is 0.015 CFS.
That's about 0.02978 feet per 24 hours.
So,
0.02978
per 24 hours. So, 310 acre feet. There's acre feet.
And that's plenty.
If you could get us a little thing that has the...
Yeah, we can do a breakdown of all that, and then to do like the 1.2 dedication, 0.5 dedication. Put in there the typical well rights, what those look like if you convert them to all these other ways.
That'd be helpful.
So that 0.015 is plenty. Based on
8.68 acre feet per year.
Is that about the
how much?
8.6 acre feet per year.
8.6 acre feet
per
year.
No. Yeah. An acre foot.
An acre foot is about 230,000 gallons.
It's actually 325.
Is that what it is?
325, 8 something.
So if
7,700 a day, gallons a day, 7,755 gallons a day, which is...
Yeah, that's right.
Wells and water rights are complex terms.
It is.
Yeah. Well, and...
500 gallons a day.
Yeah. And the worst part is that I serve on the back board for Utah Intermittent Bank. They talk irrigation water one way in Sevier County. Beaver County, they've talked about it in a different unit.
And shares adds a whole another complexity.
And yeah, it's it gets pretty.
How many gallons are in a month?
How many gallons are in a month?
No.
Right. That we use?
Yeah. You.
That I use?
You don't want.
You don't
want to know. He pays a lot of this much. I'll tell you that.
So,
compared to a regular.
Okay, we're not like Hales.
Brent, why don't we do this, Brent? Why don't you and I at least get together, maybe Coy and Parker. Let's break down what we need to have done by when. Get that out to everybody, and we can start working on it.
And if these guys, well, so you're talking about this. We've given out a sign.
Yeah, we're going to get it on paper.
Okay, yeah.
Just let me know.
You around tomorrow?
Let's make sure.
You around tomorrow?
I believe, yes.
I'll give you a call.
Okay.
Hello? Oh, good job. Hey, how are you?
You better adjourn this. These minutes are not going to be good.